On Prime Video, Bones and All This Movie is proof that something can be both horrifying and entirely enthralling at the same time, and I loved every minute of it. Director Luca Guadagnino re-teams with his Call Me By Your Name star Timothée Chalamet for this blood-soaked romance thriller that blends genres like no film I've seen in years. It follows a young woman forced to flee her home. She meets wayward drifter Lee, and the two embark on a journey miles across America together, unraveling their tragic pasts and the things that set them apart from others along the way. Chalamet teams with Wave star Taylor Russell to create a spark big enough to spark a brush fire, and Mark Rylance gives one of the more invigorating turns of his career. I don't want to give too much away, but it's a suitably grotesque, difficult film with a beautiful love story smack dab in the middle. A weird, twisted triumph is what you'll get. On Crave, The Woman King, one of the very best films of 2022, The Woman King was severely underrated by critics and the Oscars, and that is a travesty. This historical film looks at the Kingdom of Dahomey, led by a group of skilled female fighters as their army. Dahomey was an African state in the 18th and 19th century, rivaled by few others. This film chronicles warrior Naniska's rise in the ranks as she becomes the most reliable fighter and loyal guardian the kingdom has, and this one was lauded at the Toronto International Film Festival upon release. Written by Dana Stevens and Maria Bello, and featuring beautiful, artful direction from Gina Prince by The Wood, it's a standout action film with heart that deserves the praise. Viola Davis gives another Oscar-worthy turn, and Thuso Mbedu, Lashana Lynch and Sheila Adam boast huge heart in dramatic turns. John Boyega, Jordan Bolger and Hero Fiennes Tiffin are all great as well, even if they don't match their female counterparts. I absolutely love this movie, and despite it receiving no Oscar nominations, I urge you to seek out this absolutely fantastic flick. On Netflix, Blood Quantum. This Canadian film was a shocker when it was realized in 2019, and I was astounded at the sheer quality and craftsmanship behind it. It was a hit at TIFF, and even nabbed 3 Canadian Screen Awards when it was released, and showed great horror films with allegorical narratives can be made right here. We seem to talk a lot about elevated horror these days. Scary movies can act as a microcosm for society at large, and Blood Quantum, to me, did it early and better than most mainstream cinema of the time. When the dead begin coming back to life outside Mi'kmaq Reserve Red Crow, inhabitants discover none of the indigenous inhabitants are being affected by the zombie apocalypse. Michael Grey Eyes, the incredible El Major Tilefeathers and Forrest Goodluck are all just fabulous, and Tilefeathers is an actress you just can't help but be drawn to. Writer-director Jeff Barnaby passed in October 2022, and if this film was a sign of the talent he had in him, I'm sad to know an absolutely brilliant cinematic mind was taken from us so soon. He made a Canadian classic here. On Paramount Plus, Fatal Attraction. When Fatal Attraction arrived in the 1980s, it was an arresting, sexual and erotic thriller people just simply couldn't stop talking about. This series' reimagining may not have the same luster as the film it's based on, but it does boast a few ingredients that make it worth a look as trashy television. Creators Kevin J. Hines and Alexandra Cunningham make a show that isn't good, so much as entertaining and entirely diverting, and sometimes that's all you need. It follows a married lawyer with children who sees his life, his family, the esteem with which he's regarded at work, all fall away when he has a one-night stand with an employee at his office. What starts as a fling turns deadly when she begins exhibiting strange behavior and stalking him, putting his family at risk. Joshua Jackson and Lizzie Kaplan star, and both give excellent turns. Amanda Peet, Toby Huss, Alyssa Jurels and Reno Wilson co-star, but really it's our top-billed performers doing the heavy lifting. I'd never say it's the best thing on TV, but if you need to turn your brain off and truly just enjoy something, it's going to fit the bill. On Apple Plus, Shrinking IF. Apple's Golden Goose Ted Lasso is truly ending this season, then creators Brett Goldstein and Bill Lawrence have found a formidable replacement with Shrinking. The comedy drama follows Jimmy, a therapist who tries to guide his clients through their issues while going through a breakdown himself. His wife died a year ago, he's struggling to maintain a relationship with his daughter, and he's found himself relying on substances to maintain some semblance of normalcy. But when he begins ignoring his training and mentor Paul and starts inserting his opinions into the non-judgmental environment of the practice, he realizes his no-nonsense approach is not only helping his clients, but himself. This is much to the chagrin of Paul, who begins to worry about his co-workers' unorthodox methods and how they could affect work. Jason Segel and Harrison Ford are bound for some Emmy glory here. It's the best Segel's ever been, and Ford's showing the most depth he has in a decade. They're joined by Luke Tenney, Jessica Williams, Michael Urie and Lucita Maxwell. The ensemble is fabulous, and this is an incredible, binge-worthy show. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2SLGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com